Hi everyone, this is John and this is the Day 5 West Highland Way Audioboo podcast. I'm going to start by telling you what I can see. I can see a mountain called Ben Acrelaist in all its 857 metre glory, and that's the picture that I'm going to post with this audioboo. You can also see some deer in the foreground, and that's the view from my hotel window. And I'm staying at the King's House, which was originally built in 1720, and it has been just a glorious day's walking. Mind you, it's been a long way. We started off at Tindrum, Cathy and I, this morning, and the route here is about 20 miles, and it really takes a pounding on your feet. Again, as ever, impossible to get lost as long as you follow the waymarks, and the morning takes you down to a place called, says he, just referring to my map because it seems like a long time ago, the Bridge of Orkey. A couple of hours, broad sweeping track, and then a steady climb up to Mann Carrag, which is about 375 metres, but it's long and slow and steady. None of it is sort of lung-busting, heart-pumping stuff, but long, slow, steady climb. You could take an alternative route and stick to the B road, but you wouldn't get to see the views down to Loch Tulloch, so it's definitely worth making the effort to do it. After that, you go past a place called Victoria Bridge, and then you stride out on to the moors. The place that you go is called Rannoch Moor, and the scenery there is just stunning. When I've walked in the Lake District, I've always thought the scenery was stunning, but this is a degree above. It's a little bit like the Lake District on steroids. Everything is just on a grander scale. The track itself is an old military road, and it is really heavy going on your feet. Your feet feel like you've been pounded by the time you get here. 20 miles is a decent day's walking by any standard. In my book, it is anyway, and it's taken us about 7 hours to do the route, but well worth it. When you do walks like this on days like this where the weather holds as well, you definitely go from why am I doing this to this is why I'm doing this, which was a little bit like yesterday as well. 2 days to go. Tomorrow's a short day in distance, but a heavy day as far as ascent is concerned. And I'm just going to check the map out, but I've noticed in the middle of it there's a place called the Devil's Staircase. So I need to read up on that, but it doesn't sound like happy days, does it? The Devil's Staircase. Anyway, day 5, 2 days to go. I'm sat here doing this podcast, surrounded by wild deer just walking in front of us, just having a look and a meander around. There's a sign here saying, feed the deer at your own risk. They're wild animals and dangerous. So I don't think I'll be feeding any of them, but I'm quite here, sappy. Sat here Saturday night. On Saturday evening, with 20 miles under my belt, a beautiful view, a great day's walking, and I might go and have a pint as well. So I'll podcast tomorrow, the penultimate day, and all being well, I'll speak to you then. Hope whatever you're doing on a Saturday night is as good as what I'm doing. This is John, and I'll be with you later.